episode 401, What Have You Tried Lately and Failed?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How's your day going? I hope your day is going fabulous, because you know, there's those days that we don't really feel fabulous, but we need to still be fabulous. Yeah, we can't let our emotions get the best of us, can we? Yes, well, today I must say, I gotta be honest here, we had a couple trying times, and it's all about growing pains, right, with children? Well, all I have to say is I said a little extra prayer for our eldest, and we'll get through it. I'm sure it'll be something that I will post about later, and we'll do an absolute wonderful episode on. But you know what? With life, you never know what is going to happen, what's going to be thrown your way. And sometimes you try things, and what happens? You fail. What have you tried lately and failed at? We're going to talk about that a little bit today. But before we get into all that, we got to handle our domestic beauties. Yes! Head on over to createyournow.com if you haven't had a moment. When you get a moment, I would really love for you to go there. I want to hear what you think about the new website. I'm adding new things. It's the brand new launch of the website. It's awesome, great information, and be sure to sign up for the free resource library. We have a couple offerings right there, and it just allows you to get some information. I'm going to be adding some new stuff on this week. Cannot wait. We're going to have some fitness stuff. We're going to have more recipes and everything. So I'm working on actually getting that and opening it up for you. So you can have a way to even, you know, gain more knowledge from me. I try to give it lots of different ways because I know some of us like to read it. Some of us like to print it. And so hopefully, you know, some of you even like videos, which there'll be some there too. So give me a few minutes. And also, guess what? I recorded, I don't know how many months ago, a one on makeup of me actually doing my makeup. And it was a really long video. It was a whole process. Plus I was talking, so it usually doesn't take me that long, but I am going to formulate that so you can have that. I think sometimes we don't think as women that, oh gosh, you know, were we ever taught on how to put on makeup? Well, I was very blessed to have grown up with a wonderful aunt who did teach me. And yeah, my mom didn't teach me, believe it or not. I watched how she did her makeup, and she always does it so nicely, but it was actually my aunt, and she was a Mary Kay consultant at the time. And so it was just a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot of tips and tricks from her. And then of course, over the years I've gained even more. So I wanted to share that with you. So that's also going to be in the free resource library coming up soon. It just depends on how much time I edit it out, because I'm telling you, it was a long one. I'm telling you, long meaning over 30 minutes long, okay? It was a long one, but lots of great tips and tricks in there. You'll want to watch it when you're like, maybe you aren't feeling so well, or you're cooking in the kitchen and you're peeling onions and carrots and potatoes for the winter. It'd be a great thing to slap on your tablet there and watch. So enough of those domestic beauties. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm thrilled that you're here. And today we're talking about a really tough subject. What have you tried lately and failed? How many failures do you have? You know, if you were to keep a chart, those, I don't even know what you call them now, but you know, those little slash marks where you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you do the diagonal one. I know there's a term for it, and by golly, it's totally slipped my mind. And we were just working on it maybe a year or so ago with the kids' math. And anyway, so you're using those tick marks is what we're going to call them for now. When you use those, how many of those do you have up in your head on your failures? Because most of the time, that's what we're keeping track of, isn't it? Because what's the opposite of failure? Success. But it's hard for us to remember the success. We focus on the failure. And I know it's something that I, too, have a problem with. Because I see somebody else's success in maybe an area that I've been working on. Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's business building. Maybe it's even raising your own children, and then all of a sudden you find yourself, well, gosh, her kid's doing really well at this, and mine's the same age, and man, just not getting it. And then you go in the comparison trap, and then, oh my gosh, you got that major roller coaster. And what happens? Yeah, you start ticking off the failure, 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 failure. And that's all you begin to hear over and over and over in your head. What happens when you can't help but get excited for something new? However, when it doesn't work, it's not so fun anymore, is it? What have you tried lately and failed? But it's not a fail. Oh no, quite the opposite. I know. We're putting a spin on failure. It's a success, actually. Do you know how many times it takes to succeed? As many chances as you're willing to give yourself. That's how many times. Because really, it's all up to you. You decide. But a lot of times we're allowing something or someone else have that power of decision over us. How does that seem fair? We got to learn to let it go. The quickest way to failure is when you don't succeed. You don't try again. You're just ready to hang it all up. You say, I'm done with this. Easiest one that always comes up is weight loss. It is, isn't it? It's one of those things where it's like, oh, I've tried, man. I got these last 5 pounds. Maybe it's not about the last 5 pounds. Maybe there's something more to that. So what have you tried lately and failed? You need to look at this area so you better understand what doesn't work. When you better understand what doesn't work, that's when it becomes not a failure. It's kind of weird, almost like kind of a double negative there, which is totally grammatically incorrect. How many more negatives can I use in a sentence? But remember, it's quite the opposite. It's success. But you have to understand what that failure is and where you are. So number one, you don't repeat it, right? That's all about learning. That's all about growing. And it's tough when we hit those roadblocks and we're like, oh man. And especially when you hit the major ones, the tornadoes of life, those storms that get you and you didn't expect them. And they almost feel like they stop you from breathing in a bad way. And you get heart palpitations and your blood pressure starts to go up and you're not sure if you're supposed to be angry or mad at yourself or whoever's around. Maybe even the puppy dog. So what have you tried lately and failed? But what can you better understand about this failed part of it? You desire to be successful, right? Of course you do. You wouldn't be still listening to me if you didn't want success. All of us want to be successful. We want to be awesome moms. We want to be superwoman. We want to be the best wife ever. We want to have the cleanest house. So not there for me, just saying. Those little dust bunnies are around all the time. I think they multiply when I'm not looking. You know, even after you vacuum and dust, they still appear. I don't know what it is. But you want that success. You want to be at least a decent cook in the kitchen. You don't want to be known as the worst cook. You don't want that. You want your kids to say, oh yeah, my mom can cook. She makes some good, whatever it is. Lasagna. My kids love lasagna. And I make mine totally different than most people. It's got a little twist on it. And yeah, that lasagna is good. You want to be known that you're good at something. That's what we desire to be, is we desire to be successful. Sometimes our desires go even more into success, and we look at it as, yeah, we want to be awesome at our job. We want to be able to understand our career and our position and the topic of knowledge. We want to have the subject matter so thoroughly known in our brain that it's like just habit. We can just kind of let it roll off the top of our tongue. But a lot of times we let our own failure stop us. What have you tried lately and failed? So now you know you desire to be successful. So let's use what you've tried lately and failed to enhance, ignite, and explode your success rate. Because that's really what you want. Who wants to keep track of the negatives? Those little hash marks, those little ticks in our head that kind of make us become a little more ticking. And sometimes, yeah, maybe we're a ticking bomb waiting to go off inside because we don't feel like we're progressing at all in life. And then you start asking the question, well, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I where I'm supposed to be? Am I the best mom? Maybe I shouldn't be doing what I was doing. Maybe I shouldn't have the privilege of having all these beautiful children. I don't know. And I got a great man, but man, I don't know. It's just, I don't know why he loves me because I can't get anything right. The roller coaster begins all the way down the rabbit hole. So let's not let your failures stop you. Let's not let what you've tried lately and failed at hold you back. Let's take a deep breath together. And let's get ready to kiss. The kiss is here. The Keep It Simple strategy is this. It's really simple. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? Of course you do. Use your fails to improve your successes. Whoa. Didn't see that one coming, did you? Something so simple. But we don't do that, do we? Use your fails to improve your successes. Most of the time what we're doing, we're just keeping track of the failures. We don't go beyond that. So this may seem very simple, but it's not easy. So let's dive into it. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one, define failure. This is so utterly important. You got to define your failure, what it means to fail, because it really means a lack of success. Well, your definition of failure, it may be totally a different definition than mine. Remember, I grew up in a household of a perfectionist father. I love him dearly. But he was the one where, no, you don't give me 99.9%, you give me 120%, and you do it right the first time. And that was kind of hard to grow up around. I did it, and to this day, it's helped me in areas, but in other areas, it's hurt me. And I've had to learn to work within that quote-unquote failure, what I've tried lately and failed at. And so when I look at failure, it's going to be different how you look at failure. So define failure. What is it? And yep, that means write it down for you. Really think about what it means to fail. Is it really that 5 pounds that you haven't lost? Is that really considered a failure? Or maybe that's just a disappointment because you didn't quite get to the goal, but you already lost 10 pounds of the 15 pounds that you wanted to lose. So how do we see that as a failure? Do you see? All right, so number one, define failure. Number two, you must recognize, listen here, you must recognize the similarities of the inconsistencies. Whoa, that's a mouthful. You must recognize the similarities of the inconsistencies. Now, keep in mind here that you got to define failure as a whole. But as you start to go deeper into this, you're looking at a subject matter or a topic. So for example, weight loss. For example, maybe growing your social media, okay, in your business. Maybe it's how many cold calls or warm calls that you're making a week. You need to define your subject area. Maybe it's your relationship that you're working on with your husband and you guys have just been at it and so you're working on your communication. You need to be specific on what you mean. So keep your subject matter / your topic at the forefront of your mind when you're going through this kiss. Use your fails to improve your successes, okay? So define your failure. Number two is where we are. You must recognize the similarities of the inconsistencies. The inconsistencies. What are we looking for here? A pattern. Where's the pattern? Because that's a lot of times what we miss. Because really we are. What does a pattern describe for us? A habit. Habits are what? Hard to break and hard to make. Both. Oh, that's horrible, isn't it? Habits are hard to break and hard to make. But we can do it if we know what it is. So that's why, number two, you recognize the similarities of the inconsistencies. For example, maybe, you know, we were talking about weight loss. So we'll just use that as an example. with weight loss. Maybe you're doing an exercise program and your exercise programs that you're using, you hate it because it all involves dancing and loud, obnoxious music, and that's not you. Maybe what you need is, oh, wait, you do better with reading a book and walking and having some calmness brought into your life. And maybe once in a while doing some running to kind of rev up those endorphins and then bringing it back down again. Whoa, maybe that's what you enjoy. And so maybe for you, doing a 30-minute workout is harder for you to do than walking for an hour. Interesting, huh? So it's real important to recognize the similarities of the inconsistencies. We're searching for the pattern, okay? Number three, here we go. This is another huge one. Accept the failures and inconsistencies, releasing the negative energy. Here we go. What am I going to say? Let it go.
Bothered me anyway.
You gotta let it go. If you don't let it go, what are you doing? You're allowing your success to be what? Defined by your failures. Whoa, that's worth repeating. Listen, if you do not let it go, you're allowing your success to be defined by your failures. You can't do that. That's why you gotta let it go. So you can define your success, which brings us to number four, define success. Remember, I was raised where? In the perfection family. So my definition of success is probably going to be totally different than your definition. Maybe your definition of success is hitting the 50% because you don't even make it to week number two in your plan of what of the action that you're taking for your subject matter or your topic. So you need, it's a must, define success, just like you did what? In the very first one, define failure. But you have to let go of those failures first before you define success. Otherwise, what happens? You're allowing success to be defined by your failures. Okay, critical. Critical to stay in order. Number five, refocus your energy to what works for you. You've gone over the inconsistencies. You know what's there. You've accepted and you've released and you've let it all go, all the negative energy, right? It's gone. Now you know what success is, and now you're going to look at those, and you're what? You're going to refocus your energy to what works for you, finding what works for you. And then guess what? Ultimately, number six, take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's when you go to your process of decide, commit, prep, and plan, and execute. You can do this kiss using your fails to improve your successes. But it is going to take work. And it's one that you have to walk through on each area. Your success can overlap. Your definition of success can overlap within your life. But maybe what I would say as what I define as success in my business, is it equal to success in raising my children? Probably not. Because you don't look at your children even monetarily. And your business, that's part of the factors. If you're successful, are you bringing in income? If you're looking at your children to bring in income, to my knowledge, they're only sucking the income from you. They just take. But you love them anyway. So that's why it's really important that you go through this, and it takes time. But you start with one subject matter or one topic, and you work through it step by step. When you use this kiss, I promise you, what you've tried lately will not be a failure. It won't, because you won't have failed at it. You will begin to see more successes in those tick marks, those hash marks that you're making in your head. Oh, yeah. Bring on success, baby. Bring it on, because you let it all go. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.